Hi, I'm Madeline Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. Yesterday, we kicked off a five-part series entitled Friendship and Relationship. And so if you didn't hear day one, feel free to jump back and listen to that. Today, we're in day two, and I want to remind you what Paul writes to the church in Corinth in his second letter, chapter 3, verse 18, where he says, "And we all are being transformed into his image." Now, this is really a two-part piece. The first part, it says, "And we all." There's no skips here. We are all, as followers of Christ, we are being transformed. We're being changed into whose image? Into the image of Christ. Paul outlines the process of transformation in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. He reminds us that we encounter God with unveiled faces, without pretense, without self-righteousness, everything stripped away. I mean, when we come to Christ, we're all at the same level. I don't care how much education you have. You can have more degrees than a thermometer. You could be wildly successful and a billionaire. But when we come to Christ, we are all sinners in need of a Savior. And, you know, we also come as you know, skinny little weaklings in need of strength, and we all come as fools in need of wisdom. And he then begins the process of transformation, but he never asks us to do this alone. As a matter of fact, he places people around us, and yes, they can complicate our life. Relationships and friendships can be really challenging and difficult. I mentioned yesterday, wherever two or more are gathered, odds are good you have problems. But I would just encourage all of us to recognize that we need each other. But we don't just need people that agree with us or look like us or think like us. We need people that sharpen us, complete us, that push us, that calls us to be better. And you know, I have grown older and older, and now as I'm approaching 60, I'm keenly aware that the Lord had a reason for which he made such great diversity out of man and woman, that we are in desperate need of one another. And so I want to encourage us to recognize that the Lord in his wonderful providence is indeed transforming and changing us. Let's thank the Lord for that even before we breathe today. Lord, thank you that in your wisdom and your providence and in your grace, you continue to change us more into your image. And God calls us to be a people that would literally use that in our life to assist other people become more like you in their image. God, don't cause us to be the stumbling block. Calls us to be the kind of person that allows people to come to the Lord. Allow us to be transformed more into your image, and that our destiny would become more like Christ himself. And then let's take some breaths. Let's take two today, two deep breaths, and treat it as though you're leaving the noise of this world and stepping into God's favorite room, and you're going to jump up into God's favorite chair, and the two of you are going to chat for a few moments. Let's breathe. You ready? Just let every muscle just fall at ease. Your facial muscles, let your eyes just droop and close. Let your hands fall easily and gently in your lap. Find a place of comfort. Let's draw another breath. Tell the Lord somebody you're grateful for right now, and then be specific why you're grateful for them. Lord, today I am grateful for. And Lord, the reason I'm so grateful is that they. And I imagine the Lord brought somebody else to your heart and your mind, so tell the Lord two more people. Lord, I am grateful for these people in my life today. Then bring someone, let the Lord bring someone to your heart, to your head, that you know that it would be good for you to reach out to them today. You might be a word of encouragement to them. You might be someone that would bless them. You might be someone that could genuinely just be the only kind word they'd hear today, ask the Lord to reveal to you who that would be and what would be the appropriate way to reach out to them. Lord, today, would you let me be clear? Would you reveal to me right now who I'm supposed to reach out to and who I am to encourage this day? And then ask the Lord to reveal to you maybe someone that maybe you don't know that you wronged them, but you know something isn't right with your relationship with them, but to reveal to you what you're to do to make things right in that relationship, and have the courage to ask the Lord, what's my part in helping make this right? Lord, who is it and what is it that I am to do to as I'm transforming, become more like you, I might be more forgiving and I might be more patient and I might be more gracious as I grow to become more like you? Who might that be, Lord? And what is it you would have me to do? And now I want to invite you to take 2 minutes and just be quiet and still. And in that time, have a willingness and a desire to simply hear from the Lord and let Him give you direction today. And I'll be back in 2 minutes. Back. What a great time to just stop and hear from the Lord. I cannot begin to tell you that when you become consistent in a time of meditation, the Lord uses that in a wonderful way. I want to remind you what Paul said again in his first letter to the Corinthians in chapter 16, verse 14. Paul says, make sure and be completely humble and gentle, being patient and bearing with one another in love. Oh, my friend, go build and develop great relationships and friendships today. And I'll see you back for day 3 on friendships and relationships on another weekday meditation tomorrow. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. And thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Bye now.